Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The NFL lockout is over again for now. The federal judge, Susan Nelson, who told team owners to end their shutdown, has sided again with the players. The owners say they'll appeal the decision. Practically, the football season won't start until the two sides have reached a deal. But regardless of what happens, today the NFL draft gets underway. To talk about it, we turn now to reporter Mike Reese, who covers the New England Patriots for ESPNBoston.com. Mike, good morning and thanks for speaking with us.
Good morning, Bob.
Mike, first off, let me ask this question. How's the lockout drama affect the draft?
You know, I think the biggest thing is it just is a big dark cloud over the proceedings. I think fans are usually very excited about the draft to see which players their team is going to select. But I think there is a part of the fans that say, I don't know if I can jump in 100%. I don't know if I can give my full energy because I don't want to see a season taken away from me.
Let's talk about what the Patriots hope for from the draft. What's the team need most?
Probably the big guys, Bob. The offensive linemen up front, the defensive linemen up front on the other side of the ball. And this is a great draft for them early in the first 32 picks to possibly address those needs. So I think if I were to start in two areas, I'd say look at the biggest players that are available in this draft.
And what do you mean by that?
Well, the guys that are usually 300-plus pounds, that are 6'5", the players that are usually hard to find because there aren't that many of them that are that big and that athletic. I think Bill Belichick, the Patriots coach, will want to come out of this draft with a little bit more power at the line of scrimmage.
So you're talking about new players for the offensive line or the defense or both?
Actually, both. But specifically, what's interesting for the Patriots in this draft is they have so many picks. They have 6 of the first 92 selections, and their first 5 are within the first 75 selections, and that's the first time that's happened since 1991. So one thing fans can also expect, in addition to the team looking to get players on the defensive line and offensive line, is for Bill Belichick to trade a lot of those picks. He likes to move around the board to try to find the best value.
All right, let's talk about one local possible draftee, Anthony Costanzo, offensive lineman at Boston College. He's expected to go in the first round, maybe even among the first top 10 picks. What teams are looking at him, and is there a prediction as to which team might get him?
The first team to look at for Anthony Costanzo would be the Dallas Cowboys with the 9th overall selection. They have a very big need for an offensive tackle, and Anthony Costanzo could probably step right in and start for them. And if not Dallas, the next team would be the Detroit Lions at number 13, where Costanzo's former teammate, Gosder Chehrlis, plays the same position, and maybe those two guys could team up in the future. So I think when you look at Anthony Costanzo, those would be the two places to start as possibilities where he could wind up.
All right, well, we'll find out what happens to Costanzo and the New England Patriots a little later today when the draft gets underway. Mike Reese covers the New England Patriots for ESPNBoston.com. Mike, thanks a lot for speaking with us.
Thanks, Bob.